Poverty is pricey. I need a rant. The fifth car in 2 years has just broken down on me as I try to drive to Dawlish to pick up my stepson. This is a journey I always fear, in cars where I've scraped the barrel, to replace the last piece of machinery. So I've had to cancel work appointments, again, losing vital wages, so I can stumble somewhere close, and call out the RAC in the faint hope it will be a small problem they can fix. It's always something massive like the head gasket. I'm just the unlucky sod whose job it is to get his hopes up, drive about for 2 or 3 months, and then have to scrap it, falling into another period of crippling anxiety, and feeling low, because I'm failing my family, even though I really am trying my best with what I have. So now, as always, it's a choice between throwing £200 at a potentially bad car, or paying the council tax. It's been almost impossible to ever get properly on top of money on a zero-hour contract, in a job I love, but which is grossly underpaid. I'm a socialist, not for intellectually lofty reasons, wanting to know more about Marx or Lenin, but because capitalism costs poorer people far more than super wealthy people. The way the game is rigged all in their favor, is a fact I just can't stomach. I could have taken a better paid work route, into something like advertising, but chose working with families and children who struggle as it's all I can really do. But this kind of career isn't valued by a heartless government, so I'm still just the schmuck sat waiting for the RAC mechanic over and over. Poorer people, often very good people, are being forced down into horrible situations simply because they can't afford to escape them. There need to be decent jobs and decent pay available for everyone. Nix later, Torquay.